Now it's time for our weekly trip around the state for 300 villages. This week we're heading up to the tallest mountain in North America, or more specifically, the national park that surrounds it. A few hardy souls live in Denali National Park year-round. We caught up with one of them.
My name is Richard Moore, and I'm a United States Park Ranger here at Denali National Park and Preserve. Well, myself and most of the rangers who I work with live in the park in government housing, and most of us live in small two-bedroom houses provided by the government or two-bedroom apartments, and we pay rent through our paychecks to the National Park Service. At headquarters, so it's about 3 miles into the park on the park road. It's a very small community of about 15 residences. Well, we keep the road plowed to our residences. We're lucky, unless we have a snow event or something, we can usually get around by car. Many people in the area do use snowmobiles to recreate, or many of our park employees own dogs and do quite a bit of mushing in the area. In the summer here, it can be fairly busy. We have all the visitors driving the park road, and we have a lot of bus traffic. But in the winter, we don't have any of that away from the highway, and so it's quite often you can walk out your front door and not hear anything at all, except perhaps the dogs in the dog yard barking. It's interesting because it can be social, especially in the winter. We're a little community, so we have game night on Friday nights. We have quite a few potluck dinners or birthday parties and that sort of thing. But at the same time, we also have friends in the local community of Healy or McKinley Village as well who we socialize with. In the summer, it seems like everybody's working all the time. Winter's our time to be social and reconnect with friends and do things in the evening. I think what we appreciate right now is talking about our son, so our one-year-old Finn. And we have to be careful this month to put him down in the yard, because if we turn around and then turn back, he'll have blueberries in each hand and be stuffing them hand over fist in his mouth, along with leaves and any other parts of the blueberry bush he could get in his hands. Summer is such a busy time, and you work such long hours that you don't even remember the summer times. The winter time is a time to relax and regroup and center yourself and enjoy the place in which you live and work. And if I leave Denali and move somewhere else, especially to the lower 48, I don't think I'll ever forget the feelings I get in the winter of being outside in the cold and quiet, watching the northern lights or sunset in the middle of the afternoon.
That was Richard Moore, a park ranger at Denali National Park. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK. We had help this week from Ellen Lockyer in Whittier and Pat Yack in Denali National Park. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Jennifer Canfield.